WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello. Finally getting everything working. Sorry, a couple minutes behind schedule. I'm Isaac. This is Hour to Kill. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a new little show I got going on. It's nice to follow Bubbles in the Think Tank, who've been doing it for a while. A little bit of juxtaposition there. I don't know if that's even the right word. I got a little theme system going. I get, you know, put together my set list based off a certain idea. For this special debut episode, one that is really more than an hour to kill now I'm thinking about it because it is daylight savings, but I'm going to play some Dream Pop, starting off here with In Heaven by Japanese Breakfast.
Just pace.
I would like to strongly apologize for any audio issues there. There were some volume issues that are 100% on me. And that's just called Rookie Errors. It's called We Figure This Out As We Go Along. And yeah, I didn't have much else to say besides that. And just to introduce the next song, which is from a band that I saw a couple weeks ago, but recently. And it was a very fun, nice environment for a show. And that would be the Marias, of course, and this is Ruthless.
Hello, it's nice to see you.
That was Swimming by Caro Caro Benito, a favorite of mine lately. We keep going back to that. Don't have much more to say, to be honest. I feel like I'm going to do more talking later on in the show, and I don't want it to feel like I'm just barraging you with my voice after you've just heard a bunch of songs in a row. So I'm trying to break it up a little bit, make sure you get to really know the title of each song. Speaking of which, up next, Chocolate Matter, Sweet Trip. Wonderful.
Sailing away in style, you get scared for the way.
Wasn't that just beautiful? That was New Romance by Beach House. The outro to that song has absolutely captivated me the last couple weeks. Really, ever since Once Twice Melody came out, which is now, I don't have it right in front of me. Been a little while now. Wonderful album. But before the next song, I have a little message for you. The need for blood is constant. Your single blood donation to the American Red Cross can help save up to 3 lives. Be a hero. Donate blood. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment. Just a health-minded message from me to you. The next song, it's Well, I don't know why I'm stumbling so much on this. It's Cocktoo Twins. Everyone loves Cocktoo Twins. I've tried my hardest to pick something that is not off Heaven or Las Vegas, and I've succeeded. Because this is Bluebell Knoll. Hello. How'd you like that? That was great. Love Cocktoo Twins. If you ever want to hear somebody say something completely incomprehensible and have it not just be like, oh, I don't understand how the lyrics are written, or it's just the guy's voice or the girl's voice. No. This is incomprehensible. It's perfect. Now we're getting to a part of the show that I carved out for myself in this set list called I Have a Radio Show and I Get to Talk. And if you don't like it, too bad. Because, you know, anybody else here at Tufts could come on here and play, you know, Dream Pop and Shoegaze. That's going to happen. But who is going to interrupt the Shoegaze, interrupt the Dream Pop, interrupt the Vibes to complain about Arsenal Football Club? Exactly. No one else. Not every time you tune in isn't necessarily going to be sports talk. But this is a chance for me to take this mic hostage. And, you know, maybe that's an aggressive way to frame this. But that's what it is. Right now, I mean, I have so many thoughts about Arsenal all the time that I don't really get to express because why? I mean, it's a dumb thing. Everyone knows sports are dumb. And yet, some of us, myself included, still enjoy them very much. Arsenal are a team that has caused me pain in the past couple years. Couple eighth place finishes in a row. A lot of slander. But this season has been bright. Very solid upward trajectory. We're sitting in fourth. Well, we're no longer in fourth place, but the result that led to that was very good earlier today. Manchester United beat Tottenham 3-2. Ronaldo did his thing. And now Tottenham, who are main competitors in that top four race, don't let any Man U fan trick you. They have massive structural problems with that club as far as how that team is set up. That this season, don't let a run of results fool you. They're not getting top four. It's going to be us or Tottenham. More likely us now, especially with that result, as long as we just don't slip up. Just, it's been wonderful to watch. Watch a team that, after a couple years of really struggling for an identity, seems to have found one. Martin Odegaard, after a kind of shaky first season on loan, is really coming into his own as more of a link player, as not a traditional 10, as someone who can move the ball. It's been wonderful to watch him. Bukayo Saka is a star. If you're not watching the games, you might not notice it because he's not racking up goals. He's not racking up assists at the scale of people who are supposed to be these star boys. But no, he's a star. And if people don't realize it now, they're going to realize it soon. right now, we got a game against Leicester tomorrow morning, I believe. And that could be big. Leicester has been really struggling this season, so that should be a nice 3 points. But we got three games in a week, and this could be season determining because if we underperform against Leicester, Liverpool's probably going to be a loss. And if we lose the third game, which I'm forgetting now, then suddenly those games in hand that we have over Manchester United, that we have over Tottenham, suddenly no longer as valuable because we didn't get the points from them, and it'll be much more of a tight race. So very much looking forward to that. For the first time in a couple years, got some real faith in the players. Still, I mean, you got to give managers time, but I'm feeling pretty good about Arteta at the moment based off recent form. I think that's as much rambling as I can get out of this. I thought I could say more, but being solo in the studio, I'm just, you know, I'm testing it out. I'm seeing how speaking to myself feels. Maybe in the future I'll say, screw it, we're going to carve out 20 minutes with somebody to just talk. Or maybe I'll just not talk at all. We're figuring out the process here. And by we, I mean me. Getting back to music, because I can't really think of any deeper takes other than just a general optimism, and which will probably lead to me in 2 weeks coming on here complaining, because that's just how this team is. We're going to take a little diversion in the set list. Not a big diversion. A little less dream pop, a little more shoegaze, and some of you might be asking, well, what's the difference? And the answer is, I don't really know, but these bands that I have coming up next are, like, generically listed as shoegaze bands, and all the bands I've played thus far are either dream pop or, like, indie pop, or I don't really know where you put, I mean, Sweet Trip, Carabinito. A lot of them are just creative. Yeah, we got some good stuff. Really listening to this next song, I think it builds for like a minute, and then once this song really hits, it hits, and that moment is really special, kind of like the outro to New Romance for me. There's just sometimes moments in a song that makes anything, you could put almost anything else in there, and that moment makes it worth it. Anyway, next up is Light from a Dead Star, Lush. I know you didn't think that we could get through a whole dream pop theme, whole shoegaze themed episode of this show, Hour to Kill, without some souvlaki. Souvlaki, goodness. Souvlaki. Anyway, yeah, one of the greatest albums of all time, almost undisputably. I don't know if you can make much of an argument about that. Talk about Loveless, whatever, not gonna change your personal preference, but to me, that is about as good as it gets when it comes to albums. That is up there with the very best ever. Allison, one of the best songs off there. So it was really just a matter of which song off that album I was going to pick. Allison is a convenient length. We're coming closer now to the end of the show. Might be worth a little look ahead as we're at this really ungodly hour of almost 2 a.m., but really almost 3 a.m. And it's for that reason that as I'm looking now to say, oh, this is who you're going to hear from next, I'm actually unsure how this works with the daylight saving situation. It's either bad reception, or, which is dad music for dad fans, or jaywalking, which is a variety of oldies. Both of those sound wonderful, and if you want to keep staying up and listening, I would strongly recommend it, but I'm a rookie. I didn't do the research today. I didn't do the research on how daylight savings time works with shows. So I couldn't actually tell you which one is next. But I can tell you which song is next. And I played Slow Dive. I gotta counter it out by playing My Bloody Valentine. It's not off Loveless, but still. Do I have to? Not really. But I did kind of feel like it because I was listening to the self-titled a couple days ago. And I was like, sure, we should throw one on there. I should throw one on there. Who's we? Here's In Another Way, My Bloody Valentine. Fortunately, that one doesn't do as much of a nice fade out. That's too bad. I just have one more song I really want to play, but it's a bit of a longer one. These last two really showing an aspect of this sort of genre that I feel like I underrepresented in my set list, which is a lot of these songs be long. Next one, of course, 6 minutes long. After that, I think I'm out of here. So just wanted to say a quick little, you know, thank you for tuning in. We have successfully killed an hour. It's quite late, but I've got a few people listening, so just happy to have y'all around. And without further ado, this is one of my favorite songs ever, Superstar by Beach House. It's too late now.